Over the past few weeks, people from across the UK have been taking up new challenges, ditching bad habits and flooding the nation's gyms as New Year resolutions reach smug peakness. Unfortunately though, by the middle of January, these resolutions start falling by the wayside. And here to tell us why that's the case is author and professor of psychology, Professor Richard Wiseman. Hello, Professor.
Hello there.
Why the need for New Year resolutions in the first place?
Well, I don't think there's any need for them right at this moment. I mean, people can change at any time during the year. But I guess as a new year kicks off, people think, well, this is a time when new year, new me. And they start to try and make these changes. What we're seeing from the research, which is out this morning, commissioned by Amazon, is that around about 50% of people have already given up. So only a few weeks in, they're really not doing very well. And we're not doing very well as a country. So I think the key thing is, why is that? And what are the sort of hints and tips that we can give to people to help them make the changes they want to make?
And in this research, does it talk about some of the resolutions that people are failing on? What kind of things are popular at the moment?
Which, it's really interesting. We're seeing a dropping away of some of the more traditional resolutions, and we're seeing some really interesting ones taking their place. So, for example, the top one is people are focusing on happiness and well-being. But number two, and it's the first time we've seen it in the top five, is people focusing on increasing the quality and quantity of their sleep. So spending more time with sound sleep, which is a really good idea, good for your psychology right across the board, but particularly when it comes to willpower. So it's going to help you achieve what you want to do in life, and probably the easiest way of doing that.
Surely that's achievable.
I would have thought so, but a lot of people, of course, do struggle. But the good news is that there's all sorts of ways of improving your sleep, and it's a really good resolution to have. So interesting, that's coming in number two. Number three, being a bit more organised. Number four, travelling more. Again, both of them great ideas. Number five, very unusual, which is becoming a vegan for January. So spending a month as a vegan, which again, pretty good, and also good for the planet. So you've got a resolution there, which isn't just about yourself, it's about others as well. And again, that's going to promote happiness and well-being. So, yes, some unusual ones coming in the top five there.
Yeah, definitely. And some do seem achievable, I must say. I mean, they sound achievable on paper. I suppose that's easy to say. So what are some of the things that are causing us to fail?
Well, mainly it's a lack of willpower. Around about 40% of people saying that they haven't got the willpower to carry on. And that's because we think we're going to be able to just really set our mind to it. The problem is you have a tough day at work or you have problems in the home and suddenly that willpower gets eaten up. So it is really important that people start to use some of the other hints and tips. So, for example, just telling your friends and family what it is you're trying to achieve will increase the success rate. But spending a little bit of time each week writing some kind of report, really short, and sending it to them, they don't need to read it. The important thing is that you write it, again, massively increases your success rate because you realise whether you're on track or not. So a simple idea, but very big impact.
Very effective. And this could be spread across the board as well. You could use this in many different forms of your life.
Absolutely. All of these things is true. I mean, also the idea of starting with something which has got positive connotations, something you're going to enjoy doing. Often people try and give up something they really enjoy. And of course, already that's difficult because it's associated with negative emotion. So something you want to do, learning something new. And in fact, Amazon have a New Year, New You store where there's all sorts of ideas there in terms of getting fit and eating well and so on. But focus on the positive, something new you want to learn or do in 2018.
Hear, hear. And in the research, Professor Wiseman, did it say any of the resolutions that people find it easier to see to the end?
Yeah, well, obviously the positive one, they find a bit easier. Something realistic, so don't set that bar too high. You don't want to be returning to a resolution where you failed in the past, and you don't want to be taking on lots of resolutions. You really want to focus on the one. So all of those things will help when it comes to achieving what you want to do. Simply relying on willpower will not. You need to be using some of these little strategies.
And what advice for people that have maybe went into this with the best of intentions and their willpower's left them, they've stopped. What advice do you give to those people?
Well, you know, don't give up. I mean, maybe you've had a temporary lapse where you sort of think, oh, I intended to go, whatever it was, running every day, and a couple of days I missed it, and now I've just completely given up. That's not the way to look at that. See it as a temporary lapse, and actually what you need to do is get back out there and have some kind of trigger point. So you might say, you know, 3 days a week on these particular days, I'm at 6 p.m., I'm going to put on my running shoes and get out there for a run. And that way, that that becomes a trigger point and you can't just keep on putting that off. So, you know, don't give up, see it as a temporary setback and really create a plan which is very, very detailed so you know you can stick to it.
Where can people find out more information?
Well, on amazon.co.uk/New Year, New You. There's lots of ideas on those positive resolutions, the things that people can be doing that will have a much greater chance of success. So, yeah, you know, this can be the year of change for people and they really should look forward to it and not think about giving up. You know, this is something that's within their control.
Professor Richard Wiseman, thank you very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.